This is Boniface Radio.
You're listening to BBC 7.
Boniface Radio.
A station for the best comedy.
A station for the best drama.
A station for the best books.
And a station for children too.
This is BBC 7.
Big Toe.
It's the Big Toe Radio Show.
Hello there, you.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Welcome along to Big Toe. I'm Kirsten O'Brien. He is Kevin Dawala. And coming up on the show today, Hilary Duff.
No.
Yep, she's a friend of Big Toe. Tonight, she's going to go on stage and perform her gig. But before she does, she's only going to ring us for a bit of a natter.
I love that, the fact that they take the time out to talk to the toe before they're going live.
Absolutely. Look forward to that later on.
That's our music guest. Our sports guest is Mr. Jamie Redknapp. Jez Edwards caught up with him earlier on talking about the World Cup and a brand new interactive sports toy. And we'll also be chatting to school pupils who are creating and producing their very own podcasts. What does that mean? What is that about? Stay tuned to find out. Now, a word we've been mentioning all afternoon this afternoon, podcast. What is on the podcast this week?
Well, if you like knitting, you'll need to be listening to the podcast this week.
Say that again,
you'd need to be listening to the podcast.
He's only gone and gone for it.
They use needles. And on the podcast this week is knitting. We're going to have some stuff about knitting. Also, knock knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
Exactly. He'll be on it, or at least his theme tune will, on the podcast. And you can download it. They're the Big Toe clippings. They're brand new from Saturday, and they're on the website bbc.co.uk/bigtoe.
You've done all right, but next time, lose the jokes, eh?
Yeah, lose the jokes.
Really?
You, Chris, yeah.
Terrific.
Now, Kerr, speaking of the podcast, it took me a while to understand what it was all about and how it worked. I mean, all this new technology. I mean, it can be quite confusing.
You're
very good on the computer, but it confused me. Podcast, MP3s, download, upload, RAMs, ROMs, gadgets, widgets, PIMs, POMs, dings, dongs.
You've made a few of those up. Your PIMs and your POMs there and your dings and your dongs. I do get what you're saying, though. But as always, our Big Toe listeners are generally across it all. They know what's going on. And one school in particular, in Plymouth, has grasped exactly how it all works. And they've started creating their own school podcasts with the help of the pupils. And we've got Daniel and Kaylee to tell us more about it right now and maybe clear up some of the confusion in your head, Kevin. You up
Brilliant.
For that?
Yes, definitely.
Who have we got on the phone? Daniel, Kaylee, who have we got?
Hello, Kaylee.
Oh, you're both there together. Hello. Excellent. Nice to speak to you. I'm going to ask you, Kaylee, first of all, then. How did you get involved in making the podcasts at your school?
Some of us wanted to do something different. So we approached some of the teachers and sort of suggested it. And they thought it was a good idea. So that's what happened, really.
And did you know anything about podcasts before it was mentioned?
Not really, no.
And what about you, Daniel? Are you coming from the same point?
No, I didn't, really.
We've got some questions here from our Big Toe team now, and Steph's going to start. Steph, do you want to give your question?
Okay. What do you put on your podcast?
We put school achievements, sports results, certain events that have gone on in school, interviews and competitions.
So quite a selection, then.
Mm. Yeah.
Spot on. Put Daniel on the phone for a bit. We'll have a chat with him.
Okay.
Daniel, apparently you've been incredibly successful with your school podcast. Do you know if any other schools are up to it, or are you kind of leading the way in this?
I think we're leading the way, to be honest, because I've seen a couple of school podcasts, but they're not as good as ours, really.
And so what would your advice be to other schools that are wanting to do it?
Just to keep going, really, because the more you do, the better you get. Because we started off and our first one was a bit shaky, so we kept on going. We're up to our fourth, fifth one now, and it's getting better all the time.
Another question for you, Daniel. Now, is it just radio podcasts that you do, or can you make them visual and video ones as well?
No, we actually do four podcasts. We do a radio one, and we do a video one as well, and then we've got another two, which are just sort of documents, really, sort of files.
And how long do they last?
Well, the video one is about 10 minutes long, and the radio one's about 20 minutes.
Wow, that's getting on for as long as ours are, actually, our podcast. Pop
yeah.
Kaylee back on. Let's do another swap seat. And Kaylee, you're going to have a question from our Big Toe team member, Miriam.
What do you love about making the podcasts?
They're fun, they're interactive, and everyone gets involved.
They sound like good things. What's been the hardest part of them, then?
The timings and keeping up with making sure the podcast is constantly updated. That can be quite difficult.
When you say the timings, do you mean you have to run to a certain time?
Yeah, we try to get them done every month, but obviously, with schoolwork and stuff, then we get a bit behind.
Okay, I'm moving on down to our Big Toe team. Kira's got a question for you. Kaylee?
Okay. Have there been any funny or bad mess-ups making these podcasts?
Oh, there have been loads. In fact, we're thinking of doing a blooper reel with all the funny clips. Yeah, so there's been a lot.
What about the parents or the teachers or anyone embarrassed themselves?
They haven't, actually. I mean, some of the teachers, they do. They get on and have a sing-along and stuff, and then they look back and sort of cringe. But parents, we haven't had any parents on us. That might be an idea.
That would be a good problem, wouldn't it? So is the whole new technology thing as scary and confusing as Kevin thinks it is? I mean, could anyone start to do this?
Well, I'll pass you on to Dan about that, because I don't have a clue myself, really.
Oh, OK.
Hiya.
Hello. Hello. Go on, then. Is it complicated? Can our Kevin learn?
Yeah, I think he can, really. It's quite complicated to start with, but once you get the basics right, it's all right. It's just sort of getting used to it.
Is it sort of like, because I can't set up a website, but I know this sort of that's quite complicated. Is it sort of on a par with that?
Yeah, I'd say it's sort of easier than a website, because a website's quite complicated with all different bits, but a podcast can be quite easy.
And do you think you're going to end up going into broadcasting or TV or radio or something in the future now you've had a little taste of it?
Yeah, hopefully, because I quite like it, so I'd love to be like a TV producer or a radio producer. Something like that would be great.
Oh, you sound like you're quite technical. And what about Kaylee?
2 seconds.
We're back to Kaylee.
Hello.
Do you want to do something in the media eventually
definitely.
After this? What do you see yourself doing? Dan sounds like he's quite technical.
Yeah, well, I'd quite like to go into, you know, the creative side of it.
Fancy yourself as a bit of a presenter, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Team of the future there.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for speaking to us, Kaylee. And
okay.
Thank Dan as
I
well.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.
Sounds really interesting, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Well, we've just heard how easy it can be to make podcasts with the right equipment. And now everybody should be listening to the Big Toe podcast. These are the best bits of the week. And I've got to tell you, you are missing out on some corkers if you don't listen in. And here's more details about our brilliant weekly Bonanza.
Boniface Radio.